November 3rd, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. More Kindle talking more about Kindle. Kindle came out with the Kindle Lending Library today. And I guess how it works is they're offering more than 5,000 titles, so that's a very small percentage of what they actually have available for ebooks. But I'm sure that companies are having different restrictions, and within the publishing companies, there's probably different restrictions on different books. But anyway, the idea is that you would pay, I believe, about $80 a year, and then be able to borrow one book at a time, and basically for however long you want. There are no due dates. So it's sort of like a free book per month is what this one article I'm looking at is talking about it. However, since books are usually around $10, that's about $80. That's 8 books. I wonder. The other thing is, is this the end of the libraries? I'm being facetious there, really, but, you know, it is sort of paying a fee for a library, which I do already, or not at the present, but I have done. I've paid up to $60 to use a larger library than my town can offer. So that is almost like having the same kind of deal. So, you know, I think they're trying to start it and see if other people will jump on board. And in many ways, it probably makes sense to rent books rather than buy them. Ecology-wise, this is probably a good thing. But I wonder what this will do. And then today I got to see one of their Kindle lowest models outside. Somebody had it in the sunlight, and it was really easy to read. It was actually pretty awesome. So I kind of like having the searchable text, and I'm looking forward to my Kindle arriving later this month. But I'm not sure that, I'm positive I won't go for the $80 rental. I'm hoping libraries are able to lend more ebooks, and that will help defray some of the costs of reading, just like it always has. Kindle Reflection.